This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our telephone numbers here at the station, if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, you can give us a call right now. We'll get you on the air. Our numbers, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Toll free, 877-235-1310. Don't forget, you can find Klaus Financial online. Their website, klausfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Klaus Financial's office, their telephone number right here in Madison, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. And joining us this morning in studio, CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas. How you guys doing today?
Doing well. How are you, Sean?
Doing real well. Great to see you, Malia. How are you this morning?
Very good. Just waiting for some hot, hot weather.
Yeah, it's going to be a very, very warm couple of days, few days. And when we're complaining in the wintertime, just remember these days as well. It's kind of the yin and the yang. That is for sure. Malia Cuevas and CJ Klaus, of course, come to us from Klaus Financial. Their telephone number, 442-5637. No cost for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaus Financial. Also, hold on to that telephone number. Coming up a little bit later on in the program, I'll have a chance to win a fantastic prize, which is a $25 gift card from Best Buy with the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. Again, we'll tell you how you can win that a little bit later on in the program, but it's real easy to do, and just by listening to get that answer. And again, we'll tell you how you can win a little bit later on in the program. We're going to be talking today about annuities, but before we get rolling on that, let's look back at last week's Klaus Quiz Question of the Week and not only get the question, but the answer as well.
Yes, so first, a shout-out, congratulations to our winner last week. It was Randy from Lodi. So thanks to all of you who called in. Last week's question was, according to a Harris poll in 2017, what percentage of Americans have not made a will? And the answer was 64% of Americans have not made a will. And we're hoping that's none of our listeners.
Yes.
So go get your wills done.
Darn right. Malia Cuevas and CJ Klaus, of course, can come to us from Klaus Financial. Don't forget about the website as well at Klaus Financial as we talk about a little bit about what they do. There's a few different divisions at Klaus Financial. You can also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. It is a fantastic weekly snapshot of what's going on in the market. Also, I'll send you a link to the podcast. So if you missed parts of the show or maybe you missed last week's or, vacation time, those kind of things, you get caught up on all the things we talked about. Going to be talking today about annuities, and let's talk about kind of where they are. And I think it's something that I guess maybe I wasn't paying attention, but I just recently personally started hearing about them. Let's talk about when they started in the U.S. and a little bit about what these products are.
Yes. Yeah, so first, a few important disclaimers. Whenever we talk about a particular product, we as people on the air here have to be very cautious. So a couple disclaimers would be, number one, we're not giving you a comprehensive list of all there is to know about annuities. You need to research any and every annuity that you would ever consider by yourself, plus with your spouse and a financial advisor. They are first insurance products. So it's important to understand it is a product that you buy typically from a licensed agent who gets paid a commission. And there's nothing wrong with that, but it's just important to understand it's a product, an insurance product at that. But a couple of interesting facts. Annuities first came to America in 1759 in the form of a retirement pool for church pastors, actually, in Pennsylvania. And since then, they've continued to grow as potential tool for retirees. And actually, today, annuities of all types, whether fixed, variable, or equity indexed, account for about 10% of all U.S. retirement assets, or about $25 trillion are in annuities today. And while we are insurance licensed as a firm, as individuals within the firm, and can offer to sell annuities, and we do sometimes look at them as a way of offering continued deferral of taxation, which we'll get into here in just a moment, we should start out this show by saying that we're not always fans of annuities. They can work in circumstances, but we would prefer not to have to utilize them if we don't have to in a core retirement plan. And we're going to talk through this show about pros and cons and the good and the bad and the ugly. And sometimes people get confused. Well, what does that mean, CJ and Malia? Does that mean you guys are like huge proponents of them? And we would say we're not completely for or completely against, but we would prefer not to have to utilize them if we're not forced to.
Talking with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas of Kloss Financial. Don't forget, if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals, give us a call right now. Our number is 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Don't forget Kloss Financial's office telephone number, 442-5637. Sorry to interrupt there, CJ.
No problem.
Let's talk about what annuities are.
Yeah, so, and by the way, I do encourage call-ins on this because I'm sure there's a lot of people listening who are like, you know, their ears are kind of perking up. They're going, yeah, I've wondered about this, right? I'm getting closer to retirement. You guys are retirement planners, and I've heard annuities are designed for retirement. So let's start there. They are designed for retirement. And remember that word for retirement, because if you take money out of a non-qualified annuity prior to age 59 and a half, you'll actually pay a penalty. So you have to be careful. Sometimes financial advisors or really insurance salesmen will sell an annuity to somebody in their 40s because they say it gives guarantees, which it does. But then that person can't get the money out of that annuity, at least the growth portion of it, without a penalty until 59 and a half. An annuity can basically offer a paycheck with predictable income. As a matter of fact, for those who are listening, if you were to take the word annuity and try to make the most simple definition of it, you would say, annuity equals income. Annuity equals income. It's really, some people will use it interchangeably with pension, right? They'll say like, I have an annuitized pension or a pension that gives me annuity income. And you kind of hear these two words used synonymously because pensions drive income and annuities drive income. And then the income can be paid either through optional living benefits for an additional cost or through annuitization, which converts your assets into an income stream. And then many annuities sound like great money makers, but there are often hidden fees and or holding periods that can cut into any profits the annuities pay out. So buyers beware, and we'll be discussing this more in detail in just a minute.
Talking with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas of Kloss Financial. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals, again, you can call the station right now. Our number is 321-1310. That's 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Of course, CJ and Malia are here to help you, here to answer your questions, whether about annuities or any other type of retirement planning. They'd love to answer them for you. You can also find Kloss Financial online, their website, klossfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S financial.com. So when we hear about annuities, there's different types of annuities. Let's talk kind of a overview of those different types.
Sure. And so we're trying to keep this fairly basic this morning because, as CJ will attest, these vehicles get very, very complicated. Even for us, as we look at all the different contracts that are out there, our clients will bring us something that they purchased 10 years ago and they don't even know what they have. So if nothing else, pay attention to just trying to understand the basics this morning. So the first thing we'd like to point out is there's two basic types. There's deferred annuities and immediate annuities. So a deferred actually begins in the accumulation phase. You will pay a premium into the annuity, and you'll choose from available investment options, or your advisor will help you do that. And during that phase, you're typically having earnings accumulate, and they're being accumulated on a tax-deferred basis. So eventually, when you take out that money, there will be a taxation part as well. We'll talk about taxes later. And the owner, or you as the investor, you have the flexibility to start that income at different points into the future. Now, other people utilize immediate annuities, and those go directly into the distribution phase. So basically, you're taking a lump sum of money, putting it in, and you're starting that basic income paycheck, as we were just discussing, immediately, maybe the following month. And you're just going to get a regular payment for X amount of years. So there's no deferment there going on. You're just kind of getting your money right back at you, but at a defined amount. And then back to deferred annuities, there's basically three types you'll see out in the markets. And some of them have different names, so you're not always sure what you're dealing with. There's the basic fixed annuities, and those are going to offer you a fixed rate of return for a specified period of time. You can select the time period. It could be a 6-year or 8-year or something different. But basically, on your according to your investment horizon and your needs, that's how someone would select a specific fixed annuity. The variable annuities, my goodness, there are so many different types out there. Those include a range of professionally managed investment options. So those get very convoluted. You've got what we would call a market value to those, but you also have what's often referred to as kind of a, we refer to it as kind of a ghost value, something that gives you a defined amount of income in the future, but again, you could never surrender it and just take the guaranteed portion out, the ghost value. There's all these sub-accounts. So as CJ mentioned, there's optional living benefit riders, and that's what I'm talking about, kind of goes into conjunction with this ghost income. And there's also equity indexed annuities. We see a lot of those. So there's the characteristics of an EIA, otherwise known as those. They're a little different. They have portions of the fixed and portions of the variable annuity. They give you more risk than a fixed, but more potential return than a fixed. But against the variable annuities, they give you less risk and less potential for return. So you'll see minimum guaranteed interest rates combined with an interest rate linked to a market index. And you'll see lots of choices, participation rate, spread, interest rate caps. And figuring out that these companies, these insurance companies, have normally the ability to adjust the cap rates annually is something that people don't know when they first get into these products. So again, so much to know about all the different choices out there. And if you have one, or perhaps your mother or father have one, it's really a good idea to take that to an advisor that can kind of blow the dust off it and find out for you what exactly you have invested in, or your parents.
Fantastic information as always. Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss of Kloss Financial. Don't forget, if you have questions, we can get you on the air right now. Our number is 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Love to answer your questions right now. Don't forget as well, you can always get your questions answered. No cost for the initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial by giving them a call. Telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You can also find Kloss Financial online. That's KLAASfinancial.com. We'll continue our conversation with Malia and CJ. We're going to talk about some of the costs that and other fees that can be mixed in with annuities, kind of understanding what they are, where they're coming from, and what you need to know when it comes to those things. We will do all of that next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And we are joined by our retirement planning professionals, Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss of Kloss Financial. Don't forget, you can find Kloss Financial online, the website, klossfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S financial.com. You can learn about their services. You can also learn a little bit about the folks at Kloss Financial. Do a couple different divisions there as well. Again, you can learn all about it on the website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, there is no charge for that first appointment. That get to know you, kind of kick of the tires one. You got some questions. We're talking annuities today. Maybe you've got some questions for yourself or your parents. Kloss Financial, love to sit down and talk with you again. Telephone number 442-5637. Also going to hold on to that telephone number. Again, coming up a little bit later in the program, we'll do our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. Your chance to win a fantastic prize. Again, this week, a $25 gift card for Best Buy. And of course, the final thing I've got to mention is if you've got questions for our retirement planning professionals, you give us a call right now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. We'll get you right on the air with your questions. So, but talking about annuities and in that last segment, there are costs and sometimes hidden fees. I heard you mention. Let's talk about what people need to know there and some of the words of wisdom about those.
Yeah, you know, as Malia was talking in that last segment, she made some good points, and I just want to reiterate. You know, it's important to understand again that Annuities are complex. They're sold by insurance agents or representatives of insurance companies. And there's commissions associated with it, which, again, not all bad, but you just have to be careful with them. And, you know, I kind of liken annuities to these really complex smartphones we have now. My mother and father wanted to get an iPhone because they saw how great it was in my everyday life. And they got an iPhone, and they didn't know how to operate it. And if they would call in, they would attest to this. They go, yeah, you know, it seemed really cool, but I just had no idea how to operate it. And I said, but it's so great. And, you know, my mother says, but it's not great if I don't know what the heck yes. it is and how to use it. And I kind of liken that to annuities, right? So if you say, I don't know, some guy or some woman sold it to me and it sounded really great, but I don't know what it is, maybe not the right product for you. Mm. And insurance commissioners would you know, attest to this. Hey, if you don't know what it is that you're buying, just probably don't buy it because you're not going to get the use out of it that you want. So anyway, that being said, most annuities, again, are sold by insurance agents. There can be commissions up to 10% or more. And you don't see this directly come out of the investment money that you put in. And so the question becomes, well, where is that commission coming from? Well, it's coming from the insurance company that they take out of their general fund to pay a commission, and then they lock up your money for a period of time. Right? So that's how they're kind of supporting this. There's surrender charges. So if you opt to pull your money out of an annuity within the first several years you buy it, you will pay dearly. Surrender charges typically run from 7%, maybe even 10%. And then every year you move forward into the annuity, the surrender charge goes down. Think of an annuity not too dissimilarly from like a CD. If you buy a 5-year or a 10-year CD, you're going to have a surrender charge if you surrender that CD before the end of the term. It's just in the annuity world, the surrender charge is much larger, and then it, you know, gradually, as you get closer to the end of the term, the surrender charge goes down. There are higher annual fees. So if you invest in a variable annuity, you'll encounter high annual expenses. And I say high, but, you know, I'm sure some insurance agents would push back on me. So I'll try to define what I mean by high. In a variable annuity, there can be three different core types of costs. There's what we call mortality and expense charges, M&E, which can range from 0.7% up to 1.5%. ish. There's internal expenses of the funds that you own, because remember, a variable annuity by definition is variable in terms of its rates of return, and therefore you have the investment costs, which can range again from 0.5 to 1.5 on top of the M&E. And then if you add on a rider, like an income rider, to give you guaranteed income, that rider can cost another 0.5 to 1.5. So when you start tacking those costs, oh, and by the way, the rider charge is based upon the benefit base, which typically is a higher number than your actual account value. So we have seen variable annuities, once you've owned them for 5-10 years, that can run as much as 4 to 6% a year in annual cost. One of the reasons that variable annuities, if you were to go Google variable annuities right now, you're going to see a lot of warnings. And rightfully so. Does it mean they're bad? No. No. That's not what I'm saying. It just means you buyer beware, because there's commissions and internal costs that you need to be careful of.
Definitely great information there. As always, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, here to help you this morning. If you've got questions, we'll get you right on the air. Our telephone number's here at station, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. You can also call toll-free, our number, 877-235-1310. Get you on the air with your questions. Don't forget, as always, you can find Kloss Financial online, their website, klossfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. You can set that up by giving them a call at the office, 442-5637. Also want to hold on to that telephone number, because coming up in the next segment, we'll do our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. We'll also talk a little bit about, you may have heard things like deferred growth. We'll talk about what that is. We'll also talk about those scenarios where annuity might make sense. We'll find out from CJ and Malia, our retirement planning professionals, as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues next, right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Hanging out with CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas this morning, our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial. Don't forget about the website, klausfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637, 442-5637. Don't forget, no cost for that initial get-to-know-you Q&A, an appointment at Klaus Financial. Again, their telephone number, 442-5637. You're also going to hold on to that telephone number. Coming up a little bit later on in this segment, we'll do our Klaus Quiz Question of the Week, your chance to win a fantastic prize. This week, a $25 gift card for Best Buy. We'll tell you how you can win that a little bit later on in this segment. Talking this morning about annuity, something you've probably, especially if you're nearing retirement or somebody that's planning, you hear a lot about. Probably got some questions about them and getting some information about the variety of different ones out there and some of the things you need to be aware of. We talked about the hidden fees and some of the costs associated with these. Let's talk about taxes. And I think that's obviously one of the things I've known from talking with you guys is taxes are a very important consideration when it comes to planning for your future and planning for your retirement and being happy in retirement. Let's talk about taxes when it comes to annuities. And also let's talk a little bit about what happens to deferred growth.
Right. So we want the government to be happy. So the government wants their taxes, their tax money, and that never goes away. So the tax rules vary actually on the type of annuity you choose and where what kind of money you put into it. So if you buy an annuity with funds from your IRA, for example, which we typically don't think that's a good idea, but if you use pre-tax money from an IRA and you purchase it, then you have to understand that all payouts will be fully taxed. That doesn't matter if it's coming from an annuity, an IRA annuity, an IRA CD, or an IRA within a mutual fund. You'll always pay income tax on that income. So then people say, well, I'm going to take my after-tax money. I've already paid taxes on that money. I'm going to put it into an annuity, and it's going to grow, and it's going to be deferred. And we all like that word, deferred. But the fact is this. When that money comes out of the after-tax annuity, that's where people get a little surprised. That's when they find out that money that comes out, they're not going to pay just they're not going to pay capital gains tax on it, when in fact they're going to pay ordinary income tax on it. And that's such a surprise to most people, because they don't understand, I've put in after-tax money, what happened? And what we typically will look at is possibly when we're dealing with beneficiaries of these same policies, a bigger surprise that the deferred growth has been kicked down the road for so many years, and now the annuity is worth perhaps $100,000 more than the original cost basis. And when that comes out, that is going to be ordinary income for the growth. So those tax rates can really affect people or beneficiaries in the future. So you just want to be very careful about deferring.
Very good information, as always. Got a couple of minutes left. Really quickly, let's talk just about when an annuity could make sense for you and kind of the situations that people might want to pay attention to these products.
Yep. So everybody who is listening to Malia's section there, that just remember, as she mentioned, basis and gain. If there's a non-qualified annuity, you need to know what your basis is. The basis is your after-tax original contribution, which can come out eventually without additional taxation because you've already paid tax on that. It's the growth that will be taxed at ordinary income. So talk to your insurance agents. If you have a non-qualified annuity, find out what your basis is versus your gain and current value. But yes, when can an annuity make sense? I mean, listen, at the end of the day, annuities equal income creation of some sorts. And therefore, for people who don't have a pension or their social securities are really low, but they've done a pretty good job of saving, one fear they have is they say, listen, you know, 80% of my retirement income is coming from non-guaranteed sources, right? Non-guaranteed meaning like just a diversified portfolio of mutual funds. And that kind of freaks me out. You know, can I create more guaranteed sources of income? And that's where an annuity can be a great fit. Yes, annuities are like buying a pension. right? Mm-hmm. You talk to your father or your grandfather and they say, huh, I never had to worry much about this 401k stuff because just Social Security and pension took care of everything for me, right? And it's true. And I don't say that disrespectfully. It's just a different generation, a different era. And now you talk to people and they go, well, gosh, I don't have that much Social Security. I have no pension whatsoever. You know, I'm just worried about the volatility of my portfolio relative to income. And that's a great place where annuities can kind of can fit that bill. Again, all things being equal, we would prefer that our clients don't have to utilize them because of the complexity and the costs and all the things we just talked about. But there can be fits for people who are just afraid of market volatility and want guarantees of income.
And if you have any questions, maybe you're considering an annuity or have some questions about a plan you may be involved in, don't forget to always get a second set of eyes on that. Just take a look over, kind of give you some information as well. And the folks at Kloss would love to talk with you. No cost for that initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. Their telephone number, 442-563-7. That's 442-5637. You can find Kloss Financial online, the website klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And again, their telephone number, 442-5637. You want to hold on to that telephone number now as well because it's time for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I will ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial office right here in Madison, 608-442-5637. First call with the correct answer will win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card for Best Buy. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. When did annuities first come to America? Telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. First call with the correct answer will win that $25 gift card for Best Buy. And of course, that is the telephone number for Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. No cost for that initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, their number 442-5637. CJ, Malia, you guys have a fantastic week.
Thanks.
Take care, guys. And of course, Dan Connery, he is out today. Matt Kittle in for Dan coming up next.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.